Have you done all your vocal warm-ups?
No. You want to lead me through some?
Yeah. So it's, you know you need unique New York.
You know you need unique New York.
You know you need unique New York. You know you need unique New York. New York.
Now you're just showing off. You know you need unique in New York.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, Ledbetter. Bump! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast this week. It is I, your boy, C. Hoy, trying to go for something new. And this is my forever and always compatriot.
Compatriot. Cameron. Idiot. Milk and Cookies Weaver.
I love that. I love that about you. I gotta start thinking of more nicknames, man.
You used to do that bit. Now it's not really a bit anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
Guys, this is episode 66. Holy crap.
We're so close.
So close.
And then we never have to do this again.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's our last episode. Stay tuned. We're for the season series finale of the DBC.
It'll be kind of like the Office series finale.
Except you won't care as much that it's over.
Yeah. If this were done tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think a few people would be like, whoa, hey, what happened to that?
And we'd
be
like, well, done?
You know, but then, you know, those millions of people, billions of people who haven't listened to this wouldn't know a damn thing happened.
Yeah, they'll never know. We'll just quietly slip off into the ether, and that'll be it.
Yeah, and that'll be that. And, you know, I'm comfortable with knowing that.
Chad, did you get a haircut? Because you look dapper as frick.
Wow, thank you. No, I didn't at all. Wow,
you look good.
I haven't even showered today. Actually, damn. I lied to Rick when I said I was going to shower.
Wow.
I just looked at Instagram for 20 minutes, and I was like, oh, shit, looks like I'm not going to take a shower.
Can't believe you lied.
Because I'm going to be on. I got to be online now. So. So my day's gone. Yeah, that's, man.
Cool. Chad, I was about to ask you. How was your week, buddy?
How was my week? Well, I've been working. God, it's cool. It's nice to have a job. I got paid on Friday.
That's so
on
good.
Saturday, I celebrated and got hammer slammed drunk. And it was badass, to just be able to like buy stuff again. That was really cool.
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
Oh my gosh. We just burped at the same time. Has that ever happened?
No.
Oh my gosh.
That's weird.
Dude, we just, oh my gosh. Life is the Matrix.
Yeah. Wow. Today, actually, I went and got groceries for the first time in like 3 weeks. It was nice to get groceries. Boy, was it nice. The only problem is I have to pay rent on this check, and that's not going to happen because I had to get groceries. So, looks like I'm going to have a talk with them and be like, look, it's going to be late. We're just going to need to. Just don't charge me late fees, please, and we'll be good. So hopefully that goes well. But, yeah, man, it's – I don't know. I work, and that's my life again, 7 to 5 every day. Nothing crazy happened really other than Saturday. Like I just, you know, have come home and gone to bed at 10 and woken up at 5:30 every day because I'm a mindless drone, and that's what I do. But – yeah, I don't know. It's been like a little frustrating. Like, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
But It's cool. It's cool, like, to be learning what I'm learning. It's, like, a totally new industry from, like, what I was doing sales for before, which was just, like, tech. But, yeah, that's cool. Also, today at the grocery, there was this really pretty woman I worked with.
Ooh.
At my old company, and I saw her at the grocery, and it was weird because I was like, you work at that place that's like super far up, and I'm like pretty far south in Austin right now. It's just weird that we'd be at the same grocery at the same time. And that's why life is the Matrix, because I literally thought about that chick like this week. I was like, man, there's a lot of cute girls like where I work now. Like, and, you know, it's just a thing. Like, I'm not saying – it's like you go to a new school,
mm-hmm.
and you just, like, notice that other people are, like, you're just, you know, like when you start a college, you're like, wow, there's pretty girls here everywhere. That's how I feel starting my new job. I'm like, wow, there's pretty girls here everywhere. But, yeah, I was thinking, like, man, but that chick I worked with was fine. And then I saw her at the grocery store this week, and I was like, well, fuck me. So that was kind of cool. Saturday night didn't do anything that great, but excuse me, I did
drink boy.
Like half a bottle of Kraken, basically half a fifth.
Jeez. Half of a fifth.
yeah, no, but really half a fifth of Kraken. And fucking... I got this 22-ounce bottle of Fat Tire,
I
chugged it. I literally chugged it.
On Snapchat to me. I saw it.
Oh, yeah, I did send that to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I forgot I did because I got so drunk that I forgot.
You did.
So, yeah, I slammed that 22-ounce bottle, and, you know, like, I don't know, not long at all. Probably less than 10 seconds, obviously.
Yeah.
So I sent a Snapchat. So
span of one Snapchat.
I got really drunk. Yeah. And it was badass. we went to this place called Crown and Anchor Pub.
Nice. And it's really cool.
Yeah. The food's pretty good. It's like kind of a frat bar because it's pretty close to like UT's campus. That's University of Texas, folks. That's in Austin. I don't know if you know that.
Wow. That was condescending.
But yeah, it's really close to UT's campus, so like there's a lot of like frat people there. And I asked for a pint of an IPA, and they gave me a pitcher, but charged me as much as a pint.
Wow.
And then that is
a big mistake, but
yeah, awesome. It is. But I drank that pitcher, so yeah, I went and got two pitchers of beer. One I got Miller Lite. Because, you know, the keto fam was with me, and they don't eat a lot of carbs. But I said, fuck it. I want beers.
Mm-hmm.
So I got beers. I got IPA, and I drank that whole pitcher, and I was fucking slammed. It was badass.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, man, I did not do anything. And I really want to know how your week was, because I love you.
My week was crazy. If you follow me on Twitter or Snapchat or Instagram, you may have heard of my big news for the week, which is I bought a house. I'm a homeowner.
Are you playing video games right now?
Not at all.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
I'm looking at your TV.
Right at you. All right, well, if I'm being honest, I'm watching the little name try to hit the corner. And it's
I hate you.
But anyway, no, you derailed my story. I said the thing, and then I didn't talk about it.
Yeah, you bought a house.
I bought a house.
BFD. All right.
It is, because... what are you looking at?
My TV.
Yeah, I bought a house because I may have been talking about it earlier, but my brother and Miranda, his wife, whom I live with. Did I use whom correctly right there?
Probably. Yeah, not. You did. They're the subject of the sentence. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, those people, whomst of I live with, are moving back to Indiana because they have a baby now and they want to be closer to family, which makes a lot of sense. We've been living together for 3 freaking years now, and it's been super fun. But I don't want to go back to Indiana because there are a lot of other horrible things I'd rather do. But I won't list them for you. But
okay, good.
So I've been learning a lot and doing a lot of crazy things, like getting pre-approved for a loan and looking for a house and negotiating terms and calling in inspections. And I bought a house in a town called Greenbrier, Tennessee, which is the same distance from downtown as I am now, which is about 20 miles, about 30-minute drive. And it's on the north end of Tennessee, so I'm actually a little closer to family if they want to come visit and friends. And I'm going to be living alone for the very first time in my life, and that is exciting. That is very exciting. It's going to
be badass.
Yeah, dude. My dude. I'm so pumped. So I close on the house March 22nd, and I'm going to move in that next week. And wow. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. It's been a very emotional, stressful week, but I made it. I'm there. I'm going to buy big TV when I move in.
I hate you. Love slash hate you so much.
Oh, man. Like, yeah, it's been pretty crazy. There's some work that needs to be done on it, but it's move-in ready, and my stepdad flips houses, and he's basically, he's a general contractor, so he knows what he's doing, and we're gonna have a cool house on my hands.
God, that's awesome. You bought a house.
I bought a house.
You're not renting.
I'm not renting. I'm not, like, yeah, I bought a house. Cash. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine if I could buy a house cash? I could probably buy like a Barbie's dollhouse. Actually, no, those things are steep.
A Barbie's dollhouse is expensive?
Yeah, dude. Have you ever looked at the price of like Barbie's dream home?
No.
I challenge you to Google it right now. Why did I say Google so weird?
Google.
Bugle. Boobles. Boobs.
Bugles.
Oh, you know what we should do for episode 69? We should actually make our bingo sheet for like bits that we do. And we should play our own drinking game and make our own drinking game. Or
Have to record on a Sunday night if we do that.
Yeah, we'll have to record like Friday or Saturday. But
yeah.
I think that'd be fun. And if you guys want to suggest bingo spaces because you listen to us, or drinking game rules, that would be fun. Yes. We'll follow them as long as you don't try to like kill us.
Yeah, tweet them at us.
We'll be good. Tweet them at us or email them at us. That'll be a fun time. We're stoked for the series finale, the last ever episode ever.
Tweet them at us using the hashtag DBC69.
Yes! Get it trending. Get it trending.
Trending topics are so fucking 2014, man. I don't think I've looked at the trending topics in...
I don't even know where they are anymore.
No, Twitter switched a lot of shit around on us. Even know where they are, yeah.
Snapchat, am I right? What a bust.
Wow.
What?
I was looking up a Craigslist, and this is really fucked up, the one I just looked at. I just did the Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow. I thought you were going to look up Barbie's Dream Home.
Oh, I have ADHD. You know that. Okay.
High def attention deficit.
Huh?
GG. You're stupid. HUD ADHD.
These are $300?
Yeah, see?
At Walmart, too, where everything's cheap. Wow.
That's their tagline. Walmart, where everything's cheap. Wow.
Walmart, where everything's... We got low prices. You know why? Because we're a big American company.
We're Bucks.
Hi, my name's Sam Walton, owner and founder of Walmart. I want you to know right now that for just the small price of $19.99 per month for the rest of your life, you can be a member of Walmart's Crazy Kids Club. That's Walmart, CKK, not crazy with a K. That'd be fucked up. And I just want you to know that in this club, we charge low prices.
This is Sam Walton, founder of Walmart. Well, I just want to let you know, we're rolling back our prices on eggplants and cucumbers in celebration of 50 Shades Freed.
Hi, my name is Sam Walton, founder of Walmart. I want y'all... he's become more Southern every time.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sam Walton, founder of Walmart. I own a plantation down on the south side.
Oh, no.
No, but it's free workers' labor. It's not... It's just... There's a lot of negative connotations with the term plantation, but it is what it is.
They can come and go as they please.
Christ. And by they, I mean all people. People of all colors work for me at my plantation. All right, this is really bad. Let's move on.
Is Sam Walton, owner of Walmart. When I started my company overseas in Britain, I never knew it would be such a smashing America. But here we are, 2018, scratching our bums, scratching your neighbor's bums, coming to my neighborhood market of Walmart, buying yourself some succulents, candles, Tylenol, AA batteries, bananas, bread, and beer, all in the same store, isn't it?
Hey kids, my name is Greg Navy, founder of Old Navy. my store, I don't know why, this is my default old man voice.
Wow.
They want you to take the role. Hey kids, my name's Greg Navy, founder of Old Navy. I'm very old. That's where the name comes from. I'm apparently Jewish, too.
Jeez. Okay, you sound like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I did. Wow, that's funny. My name is Pierre Target, founder of Target.
Founder of Target.
You Americans, you all... I can't fucking do accents. This is bad. But very funny.
Hello.
Thanks, guys.
Ich bin Pete Z. Hot. Founder of the popular chain restaurant Pizza Hut. Come on in and stuff your fasten with our calzone. See you later, Hosen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what just happened?
I don't know. I really liked that riff. Whatever happened, I liked it.
That riff went rogue.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi, my name's Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's. I'm just a regular old guy from Ohio.
Just my daughter's thought a I'd redhead. Switch it up.
My daughter's a redhead. That is true. Do you know the collar on Wendy says mom? It's a little subliminal marketing.
What's it trying to market? Mothers?
It's like homemade food from your mama's house?
Well, it's always fresh, never frozen.
That's true. You know the thing I like the most about Wendy's?
What do you like the most about Wendy's?
The square hamburgers. I think somehow this just means they're more fresh.
How come they don't have square buns? Like SpongeBob, that sponge boy.
You can't make square buns. It's bread is... They use buns, not bread. Bread's a square. How come bread is the shape that it is? Why can't we make bread in more interesting shapes?
It's because the tray that we put it in, because the dough bakes into the tray.
Yeah, why don't we put bread in like a cylinder tray.
I bet you could. Why don't we put in a penis tray?
Yeah, why don't we make penis bread?
Giving everybody kind of like a yeast infection.
It's kind of, I fucking knew that was coming. I knew it.
Oh, every female listener we have who's stuck with us up until now just
zoned
out completely.
Very gone.
Bye, Mal. Bye, T-Mama. Adios.
Our Chelsea, two lady bye. Listeners. Three lady listeners. That chick who listens, that works with my dad, later. Sayonara.
Snowflake on Snapchat from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know Snowflake's real name.
Me neither.
Anna. Someone named Anna probably listens to us.
That's a fair guess.
Yeah, maybe. Or Anne. Someone with an A. Apple.
Apple. No, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's baby does not listen to our podcast.
You don't know that.
I would bet my left nut and my right kidney.
That kid is not a baby anymore.
That kid does not listen to us.
Also, what an unfortunate time to name your kid Apple when the iPhones took off.
Yeah.
That sucks. Hi, my name's Apple. Oh, are you a square box?
Also, because of that
glass all over you?
Orange YouTube video. Hey, Apple.
Wow. You did that way too well.
I used to be YouTube garbage. I still kind of am.
Still kind of
garbage
are.
Garbage person for YouTube, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do what you do. You give what you take. You take what you give. Just like that song throat. From the 90s.
All right, I'm back.
Wow. Oh, we got an email about how we can make our site better. Well, let's read that on the podcast for hate mail.
Let's hear how we should.
Yeah, we're going to do some hate mail right now. It's not really hate mail, but it kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Robert League. If you'd like to email him, his email is robertleague011@gmail.com. Actually, don't. This guy's probably working a job that he doesn't like, and he's just sending out cold emails. I do that all the time, man. Just give him a break. Don't do that. Sorry, Robert, that I put your email out there for the world. So headline reads site review report, and I was a little scared, and by headline I mean subject, but I was a little scared that it was going to be like we're going to get terminated from Podbean or something for being too bad. Stupid. Yeah. So the subject line reads site review report. The body reads, greetings. Out of respect for your time, I thought an email would be less intrusive than an unannounced phone call. Robert, you don't have my fucking number. Don't lie.
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yeah. We noticed that your website has a lot of untapped potential. We identified several SEO parameters on which, your site could significantly improve on to not just enhance visibility on search engine, but drive traffic that will eventually increase sales. We don't sell anything. Okay. We have all this in an easy-to-understand audit report, which we'd like to share with you, and maybe a quick 15 minutes free consultation call to help you optimize your sites with an apostrophe S. That's what the site doesn't own anything. Number one,
we barely meta tags.
Yeah, we pay $14 a month to like have that space. That's about it.
Humble brag.
Yeah. If we start a Patreon, can y'all just give all of our listeners give $1 a month? That'd be amazing. And then we could use that to pay for Podbean, I guess.
14 listeners.
Do we even have 15 listeners?
Man.
Maybe not. Number one, meta tags. Number two, fixing existing site errors. Number three, leveraging social media. Four, and content targeting. If you're interested in the free of cost and no obligations audit and keywords recommendation report, that was all in bold. Please reply to this email, and one of our consultants will share the report. Regards, Robert League. No, if you don't want further emails from us, please reply with remove from list.
Remove from list, please.
Robert. I'm going to reply live on the podcast. Robert, remove us from your list, please. I'm sorry. This is probably not the response you wanted.
Are we breaking up with Robert?
Kind of. I'm sorry, comma. This is probably not the response you wanted, but
we can still be friends.
We love you and appreciate all you've done.
So we can still be friends.
We can still be friends, though. Please, comma.
Don't call again.
If you ever need anything, feel free to email us. As long as it's not about whatever it is that you're trying to sell us. Period.
Love you.
Love you so, so, so much, comma. Yeah. The DBC bad boys.
That's us.
And sent.
Wow. That was really good.
That was good. I like that. I feel good.
I think he'll understand. I think he'll take it well. We'll be okay.
Yeah. I feel like whenever I get like a cold email from now on, I'm going to take the time out of my day to respond to them.
In depth. Even if like that.
Even it means, yeah, I'm going to take,
I bet it'll it make doesn't
take that
day.
Much time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're, you know, people who send that stuff out, they're just, they're working a dead-end job.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make their money.
Yeah.
You know? And me, working a not dead-end job, least I can do is take some time out of my, I'm an asshole, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that at all. All jobs are dead ends because you fucking die at the end of them. So
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert on life, everyone. There's no point in enjoying it because you're dead. It's gonna happen. It's inevitable. If you don't die, someone you love will. So
speaking of enjoying life while you can, I participated in Pokemon Go's Community Day on Saturday.
What?
I play Pokemon Go. I don't think that's a secret.
Still?
Yes, still.
Cameron,
it's so fun.
It's been out for like 2 years, almost.
Almost, in July.
Yeah, and you have stuck with it, huh? I'm actually going to pull my... I think I deleted it, because I never even opened it.
Wow, idiot, because it's so fun. And I went to Centennial Park in downtown Nashville, where hundreds of people were walking around...
Losers.
From 1 to 4 p.m., catching Dratini, the featured Pokemon.
And I loved.
Yes. And if you got lucky enough, you would catch a shiny Dratini. I caught 3 shiny Dratinis. Humble brag. And it was very fun. We walked around in this big loop for 3 hours. We being myself, Miranda, and Austin, and the baby. Well, she didn't walk. She doesn't walk yet, you know, because she's dumb. I'm just kidding. She's like 3 months old. So she's really dumb.
So she's dumb.
Yeah. So she's like basically not a real brain in a body. So
like she's like alive, but she's just like a dumb baby. Like
yeah,
babies are dumb.
It's true. It's not my fault. I didn't make babies dumb. Babies are dumb.
I used to be a dumb baby. We were all dumb babies.
It's really weird to think that she's going to be just a dumb person like the rest of us.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll do great things or whatever, probably. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, like, it's too early to tell.
Yeah. She is 3 months old. Anyway, go on. You were doing the thing.
I did the thing, man. It was so fun. And I'm glad I did it because it got me out of the house. With some good old-fashioned exercise. It was a beautiful day yesterday during the day. It was 70 degrees, breezy.
And
wow.
Yeah, it was the perfect day for hunting pokers. And boy, did we.
Oh, we enslaved fucking
the masses.
Can you rewind?
Uh-huh.
What'd you call Pokemon?
I call them pokers.
You call them pokers?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any good reason, or do you just...
There's a video that went viral when Pokemon Go came out where it was definitely fake. But this guy was, like, filming his girlfriend talking about Pokemon. And they're, like, British. He's like, what'd you just say? And he's, like, laughing. And she's like, how are we supposed to go out and find the pokers? And he's like, what do you mean? They're in your phone. And she's like, what do you mean you're in the phone? And it was, like, this really dumb video. But she kept calling them pokers. And I thought that was funny.
Oh, okay. I thought you came up with that. That seemed like a really Cameron term.
Why? What does that mean?
You know what it fucking means.
That's fair.
That's fair. I do say dumb things all the time.
That's fair. I am a moron. But no, it was great, man. Like, Pokemon Go is still alive and well.
I don't believe that. I'm not looking down on you. I really enjoyed it when I played it. I actually spent way too much money on it.
Oh, when no. I did play.
Not way too much. Just like I got really caught up and I was like, oh fuck, I need more Pokeballs. And it was so easy to just buy 20 Pokeballs instead of going all around, you know, having to go to Pokemon centers all around the city and get new stuff. Yeah. So
well, I mean, Chad, you might know this. I'm about to drop the humblest of brags.
Really fiscally irresponsible.
No.
Oh, not what you were going to say?
Okay. No. My father, Mr. Weaver.
Oh, I know this.
Was one of the first English distributors of Pokemon and Pokemon merchandise in the U.S. He got them. He made a big investment and got a bunch of products before, like, big box stores and stuff. He got them from Japan when they would come out in Japan, so we would get them like a few months early, because like the figures, it didn't matter if they were in Japanese, but like we also played the video games in Japanese before they came out, and like my dad would look up tutorials. But basically Pokemon paid for my elementary school education.
how do you have to pay to go to elementary school?
Yeah, don't you? Yeah,
no.
You have to pay to have your kid go into elementary school? What are you talking about?
No, you don't pay to go to any public school. It's public school.
What? Hold on.
Yeah, you dummy. Sorry, that was really aggro. I just meant like, no,
you don't pay. I thought you had to pay for school. What do you have to pay? You have to pay for textbooks and stuff.
What? No. Schools have them.
No, I've always had to buy textbooks. Like in high school?
No. Nope.
What?
I went to a very different public school than you, I guess, because that has never been a thing for me.
Maybe I'm wrong. Well, that's, I mean, definitely a possibility.
That's impossible. Oh, I thought you were going to be really arrogant.
No, I'm never arrogant, because I know I'm an idiot.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Okay, well, never mind. Pokemon just made my parents a crap ton of money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Your dad made a killing with that fucking Pokemon store, dude.
Yeah. Did you ever go in it?
Once. And I actually, I did not know you because that was in elementary school before we had met.
Yeah.
But I distinctly remember it being your dad that was like working there.
Yeah.
When I went in there.
That's great.
And yeah, like one time you were like when you told me your dad had owned the Pokemon store in Marion, I like had this weird flashback to being like 9 or 10 or something. Cause it was super close to my house.
Oh,
on Fifth Street.
Yeah, you're right. It was.
Yeah. Cause it's by like where Little Caesars is now.
It's where basically. That weird heart place is now or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't know how is still in business actually.
Okay. But it's that building for all of you who have been through Marion, when you're coming in
And
it's basically right by Little Caesars.
Yeah, that bridge. You go over that bridge, and then it's on your left.
That's how small Marion, Indiana is. There's one Little Caesars, and everyone knows where it is.
Everyone knows where it is. I used to eat there.
By the Little Caesars.
Oh, I used to eat there every Monday night. And that's bad. It's so bad.
That's when you were a big, big boy.
Yeah, that's when I gained too much weight and got up to a good old healthy 400 pounds.
You weighed 400?
I weighed 400 at my worst.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Fuck you, man. You beat me at everything. I only weighed 391 at my most.
That's one that you don't want to... That's one trophy in the case that you don't want to be there.
The fattest ass.
on a man.
And fucking... I went up to 391 in my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And in high school, I had joked with my friends. I was like, look, if I ever weigh 400 pounds, just fucking kill me.
And, oh, my God.
And, like, a lot of my friends...
were ready to kill you?
Would have killed me, I think. I think the people that I made that pact with, I think they were going to do it. So I'm really glad that I dropped...
Wow, I'm proud of you.
...some weight.
So glad you're still with us.
Yeah, no.
Man, I get it. It's that freshman 50. I totally understand.
It was probably like 30 to 40, I think, freshman year. Yeah. It wasn't 15, I'll tell you that. But
no, yeah, that was the joke. They're always like freshman 15, and I'm like, yeah, 1500.
No, Cam, I got the.
I know. It's just I like to explain my jokes on here.
Yeah, it makes it funnier.
Makes them way funnier. Yeah,
you like to mansplain, Cam, explain your jokes.
Cam, explain. No, I don't like that. I don't want that to be a thing.
Here at Stuffed Up University, students are exposed to only the finest art, literature, and music. But this summer, there's a new group on campus.
It smells like paint in here.
The Rogue Riffers. They just don't seem to have the same respect for film.
Oh, God, that movie broke me.
You're like Night of the Demons, you can eat it.
Other cultures.
I'm sort of a vampire.
Okay, so like, your wife is a vampire and she wants you to convert to vampirism and you're not sure, so you know, you're doing the classes. You know, you don't know if you're going to do the confirmation.
I don't want to have an adult bat mitzvah.
Music.
The name of the band is Reggie B and the Jizz Whalin' Ya Doggies. The 1996 album Fool's Paradise features tracks like She Does It Real Good, Oh No Not Again, Did It Feel All Right, and Have You Seen It?
Well, that's, you know...
I feel like that is the concept album that describes a sex act gone terribly wrong.
Sorry, I was jizz wailing so hard that it flew out the window.
Or even each other.
Are you turds done?
I don't know.
Find them in theaters or in your earphones this summer. You can also go to roguegriffers.wordpress.com or search SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Roguegriffers are an integral part of the quadratic equation.
Why are you looking at your TV this whole time? I feel like you're actually playing video games.
I'm not. I did have to buy Crimson from Xur, though.
You've been on Destiny. I fucking knew it.
No! I had to buy Crimson from
Cameron,
Xur.
My Xbox is on, buddy.
Yeah.
I can see where my friends are online.
Yeah, I'm not online, am I? Because I got on.
I'm going to check right now.
And I got off. Now I just keep looking at the loading, like, at the thing. My TV keeps coming up with that little signal. It's like, no inactivity, time remaining, and then it shows me a minute, and it's going to show.
Okay, well, this is cracking content for the podcast. But, I forgot to say, I'm starting. Speaking of weight loss, since we're both tubby boys,
tubby boys.
I'm starting intermittent fasting tomorrow.
Whoa, John and I were talking about that shit. Not me doing it, but I think he was looking into it.
He's done. He's like done it off and on, I guess. But he's
intermittently
like doing it. Yeah, he's been intermittent fasting. And he's like been doing it. Like the last week, he's talked to me about it a couple times, but yeah, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. The best thing about it is it's so easy.
Yeah,
all I do is I just have an 8-hour eating window, and I just had to be really like, it's just like you just got to be disciplined with, you know, when you eat, so that you're within those like hours. But it's pretty easy, and I'm looking forward to being hungry because that means. I'm burning chub, baby.
Yeah, and dude. That's the thing. Like, over the past couple months, I've learned what being hungry feels like instead of just eating on a schedule. You know what I mean? Because it used to be I'd wake up, have a bowl of cereal, eat lunch around 1 p.m., work out, come home, make dinner. But now I've been doing portion controls, and it's like, oh, I'm actually hungry. And that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling, and it's always confusing when you're hungry right after you eat, like right now. Like I just had, I probably just had like close to 8 to 10 ounces of chicken and 2 scoops of peanut butter.
And you're like, I could probably shovel a whole ham in my mouth still.
Yeah, and the reason is because I ate carbs today like an idiot. So, we went to this place called Mary's Cafe, and they have breakfast sandwiches, and they were really good.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they were really good. So I got a. Oh my god! I forgot to tell you on Saturday. I don't even know how we ended up at this. I was browned out for sure, but. Okay, I'm remembering so much stuff that happened right now because I'm like really thinking.
That's synapse fire.
So one thing that happened that was actually really fucking fun.
It sounds mischievous.
Yeah, it is. I was drunk at Crown and Anchor. We left to go to these food trucks, I guess.
Yeah.
I was going to get like some Korean like fusion wings or something. And then I was like, no, fuck that. There's this like Brazilian steak food truck.
Oh.
Like steakhouse food truck place. I don't even know. And I was like, I'm getting that shit. So I like got, I don't even remember. I don't really remember eating it. I just know it was really good.
Nice. Those are the best meals. It's like me and Jack in the Box. I don't know what it's like, but I know I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, I've never gone to Jack in the Box. I think I went there once and got like a taco because it was cheap.
Yeah. Their spicy chicken sandwiches, dude. Don't sleep on them.
Really?
Don't sleep on them.
I have to try it sometime. Yeah, sometime when I'm feeling weak and I want to eat a little bit of carbs, I'll try it out. But, so I ate that Brazilian place, ate like food from there, I didn't eat the food truck.
The whole building.
And we're leaving. And we were like, the car got like blocked in by a moped. And Eric was like having trouble like backing out so that he could like, because there was a car in front of him and he was really close to the car, and then this moped parked behind his car like really close and it was sideways, and he's like, I can't fucking, like, I'm gonna hit this car and I can't tell with the moped. I was like, all right, well, let me get out and I can like, you know, help you with the hand signal thing that all white guys like to do. So I get out of the car to like help him.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this moped's just way too close. It's going to be like a 30-point turn for you to get out of here. So I picked up the moped and moved it so that Eric could get out.
That's the only way that story could end.
It was amazing, really. I was like, wow, this is way lighter than I thought it would be. I don't know if it was just drunk strength or what, but drunk it was like... strength.
Dude, that's so real. I was in Wisconsin, true. And my friend Kelson, we were drinking one night. This may not have been in Wisconsin. I don't even remember, but it was some night. And we were talking about how, like, I used to, like, do, like, workout videos and, like, I would plank a lot. And he's like, I bet I could plank longer than you. And I was like, nah, dude, you can't. He's like, yes, I can. And we planked for what felt like so long, but I beat him because of the drunk strength and pure determination. Also, I did used to plank quite a bit. Humble brag.
I'll probably try some planks. I'm going to start doing high-intensity workouts and not lifting as much weights.
Yeah, I'm just doing cardio for days, baby. Cardi B.
I fucking hate cardio. Cardigan. But also, speaking of drunk strength, last night, I really had to pee. This is before
and
we
you
left.
You actually ripped your dick off?
No.
Okay.
Close. So
there's that was that close.
In this like food truck park, there's like 9 food trucks, and it's just like gravel in the middle, and like picnic tables and shit.
Yeah.
And I was out with Eric and Elijah and our friend Alex. What did you say?
I said that sounds so cool.
Oh, it is, dude. Austin.
I can't wait to visit you.
Food trucks are everywhere here, and I did not know food trucks were a way of life before, but now I can't imagine life without food trucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy. They're just, I don't know how they get all their ingredients there. I don't know where they store them. Like, to have enough food for
it's like Santa's bag of goodies.
Yeah, it's just like, how the fuck do you have all this stuff? It's amazing. Yeah. But, so there's a porta potty at the back, and I'm like, I gotta pee. So,
those are not as magical. We don't want to know how they store all that. And we definitely know where it's at.
Yeah, because it smells horrible all the time. But, so I, like, go to get in this porta potty, and I thought the door was, like, jammed.
Oh, no.
It turns out it was locked. But I just opened it still. Just somehow. I was, like, I, like, jiggled it, and I was like, oh, this is – it feels like it should open. But I don't think it's locked. So I just pulled again, and it opened, and my friend Alex was in there, and he was peeing, and he was like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, hey, I'm peeing. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I was like, I could tell. Wasn't expecting anyone to be in here. And he's like, well, it was locked. And I was like, well, I just didn't think it was because it opened. So that's how that went.
It's a great conversation.
But yeah, so last night I was just fucking, I was the Hulk when I was drunk.
Yeah, you lifted a moped, you broke through the master craftsmanship of a portable potty.
A portable potty.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And then we went back and I snuggled America, their dog.
Oh,
and
my gosh, their dog's name is America?
Yeah, it was an adopted puppy.
That's amazing.
So she's,
what kind of dog
is I don't know why. Spelled AmerikaH.
I hate that.
Yeah, but we just call her Amika, and she responds to that.
Oh.
But I snuggled that little pit bull, and we put on Dumb and Dumber. Nice. And
that's like
I don't even
on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't even remember starting the movie. I was just asleep, and then I woke up at 7:30, and I was like, I'm hungry. So,
dude, don't you love?
Yeah.
When you are just so naturally tired that you lay down and you're just gone.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I took a depression nap this week, a stress nap, and my dad was visiting, and so is my mom, because we were all looking at houses and stuff, and he's like, dude, you went back in there, closed the door, I heard you lay down, and then I heard you snore.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. I slept for 2 hours in the middle of the day. It was like from 4 to 6 p.m. I woke up and I was like,
that is not the middle of the day.
It's the middle of my day, Chad.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's I'm happy for you. I don't know how to.
It all worked. Like, it's fine now. I feel a lot better.
Yeah. You had a good nap. When did depression naps become a thing? Like, people are always talking about this mythical depression nap.
I've been having depression and strep naps, stress naps since 18 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of did that in college. Like, I'd be so stressed about all the shit I had to do that I wasn't doing because I was a social butterfly.
Yeah.
that I would just go to sleep and forget about all my problems for a while.
Yeah. And then I got engaged. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
I took a lot of naps.
Took a lot of naps since then.
When I wasn't engaged anymore.
Oh boy. Yeah, my nap rate increased a lot after that.
There's a lot of the end of 2013 and the beginning of 2014 I don't remember cuz I was sleeping.
If you weren't sleeping, you were hammered.
Yeah, I was hibernating for sure through that season of my life.
Oh. This is why
That's a great little quote from my book one day.
You're never going to write a book.
It's called And Then I Cried, The Cameron Weaver Story.
I like that, actually. I think I'd read it.
Thank you. You better read it.
What if I don't?
I'm going to find you.
We'll be living together, platonically.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I don't want that.
In old age, we can't support each other.
Oh, in old age?
Yeah, no. It's just two bachelors.
Hell no, dude. Because my old age is going to be 37.
Oh, bullshit. You're going to Cameron, because of that, look, I'm probably going to die tragically at like 28. Cool. And you're going to live to be like 90 because think that you're going to die early.
That's so miserable.
Life's cruel. I'm afraid of death, so life's going to snuff me out quick.
That's
horrible.
I don't
want to
say that.
Yeah, so that's tight. Getting deep up in the DBC, baby.
That's what the D stands for.
The night before I started my job, I had one of the worst existential crises I've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Try buying a house.
No, it was way worse.
Probably.
It was probably way worse. That's fair. I don't know. I was like trying to go to sleep, and I was just like, oh, in my head it was just like death is imminent, death is imminent, death is imminent, you're gonna be dead. And I was like, oh fuck. And then I was like, oh, and I started to get this feeling in my stomach, this like of imminent doom.
Yeah.
And that's what they call an anxiety attack, folks. So
do you ever just at randomly at night you think about like like your parents dying?
Yeah.
That's the worst. You're like, oh my gosh, one day my parents are going to die and I don't know how I'm going to deal with it. What if like it makes me get a divorce? Like, what's going to happen?
What? No, that's not how that happens.
I know, but it could. Like, it's crazy. So many bad things happen when bad things happen. It's just like a shit pile on top. It's like a porta potty. Yeah. All these other people's shit going into the same hole and you have to smell it.
True. Wow. Yeah, it's true. I think about that sometimes, but yeah, as long as it's not me. No, I'm just kidding.
I also get really sad like when my like go-to anxiety thing when I take naps is I'll eventually get, because my dog takes naps with me, I'll always spiral into that point where it's like Mika's gonna die in like 6 years. And that's so sad.
Oh, fuck.
No, she's just laying over there. And it's like sometimes I yell at her because she'll like break things or like get in the trash. And then I feel really bad. And I'm like, she only has me. She only has me. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. She's so cute. Mika, I love you. She's sleeping. She doesn't even care. But she does care. She's the best. Oh, my gosh. I love her so much.
Oh, man. My biggest fear about getting a dog is that I'm literally setting myself up to be so fucking sad in like 8 to 10 years.
Yeah, it's like
buying a dog is just buying disappointment.
Oh, it's like willingly turning on up.
I have a confession. I used to watch the first 10 minutes of Up just whenever I wanted just a good cry.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I get it, man.
And it was always late at night, and I was like, I just need to feel something. And I would, like, watch the first 10 minutes of Up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, and I cry every – I still cry. I don't look at that shit anymore, though, because I'm a man. Boys don't cry. Tears are bad. I'm just kidding. That's not true at all.
Tears are bad.
Tears are bad. That's the name of our episode.
That's the name of the episode. Tears are bad.
Right there, man.
Ha, this is Sam Walton, founder of the Tears Are Bad movement. Are you a man? Well, guess what? Tears are bad.
Hi, my name is Sam Walton, founder of the Walt Right. It's kind of like the alt-right, but we're racist and we shop for low-price commodities at my stores, Walmart and Sam's Club, located on 59 East Southwest corner of Milwaukee Drive.
Hi, I'm Sam Walton. When I was a boy, I had a small farm, and on that farm, I worked real hard. And after school, after all my chores was done, I had friends over into a little barn on that property where I hung a sign that said Sam's Club. Sam's Club, where there's a whole bunch of toilet paper that you can buy right now for just 1,000 rolls for $999. What a deal, Sam Walton.
Actually, it is a good deal. I just wouldn't want to front $1,000 for toilet paper.
No, $999,
son. Oh.
For 1,000
rolls. Sorry. It's $999.99. Get it right.
Hi, I'm pal. Sam Walnut.
Hi, I'm Sam Maple. And
I'm Samuel Oak, Pokemon professor in the Kanto region.
Oh, boy. Hi, I'm Sam Birch. I'm just another guy with the last name kind of like a tree. But I'm not a tree. Don't you see?
If you cut me, don't I bleed? What the hell is happening?
I don't know. I like this.
I do too.
Hi, my name is Veronica Flytrap. And I'm contrary to popular belief, was not named after the Venus Flytrap. That came into existence after I was born.
Hi, my name is Veronica Flytrap. I'm the porn star, more commonly known as Penis Flytrap. You know it's a real penis flytrap? The little zipper in your jeans.
Ow. It's literally a fly a trap.
Penis flytrap. Oh my gosh, Chad. All right. This is something I thought about the other day to talk to you. This will take us out of the show.
Okay.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I feel like I've talked with someone about this. When you urinate.
Go on.
Standing up.
Uh-huh.
Do you unzip your pants and put your penis through the flap in your underwear?
No.
I do.
No, I put it through. I just pull down the undies.
And the jeans?
No, I don't pee with my ass out, Cameron.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the front. How do you do it then?
I just pull the shorts down, the boxer shorts down, so that I can get my wiener out and I don't have to use the hole.
So I'm confused. You use the whole of your jeans, but not the whole of your underwear.
That's not it. That's not what that's not the use for that hole.
Why not?
It's just to accommodate different penis sizes.
I understand that, but why not just slip it out that hole too?
Because
have you ever tried it?
I don't know. I've done it before. I just don't like it.
Why not?
I don't know. I like to breathe a little bit. You know,
you can breathe. It's like, a big, wide open hole.
I feel like I'm keeping that thing, you know, this monstrous dong I have. I got to give it some air every now and then.
Through a big hole.
No, just through the, I just pull, I don't know, man. It's just personal preference. It's not.
Well, here's
the
thing. I've learned from listening to other podcasts and other people in life that I would say, not a lot of people do it the way I do, and more people do it the way you do.
Yeah.
And then kids, Tony the Tiger, and that's always horrible.
What's Tony the Tiger?
Where they're just wearing their shirt and they like drop their entire pants down to their
I think next time I get drunk in a bar, I'm going to do that in the bathroom. drop my pants to pee.
Oh my gosh, Chad. No, the next time we go out to a bar,
we'll both do it.
We'll be like, we'll do the stall rule where like there's one in between us.
Yeah, we're apart. We're definitely apart.
But we both drop our pants down to our ankles and Tony the Tiger at the urinal.
Why is it called Tony the Tigering?
Because Tony the Tiger only has a shirt on.
He doesn't even have a shirt on, does he?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, he has a bandana. He's a tiger. It up. It's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Winnie the Poohing it.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound as good. I like Tony the Tiger
Winnie
in it.
Winnie the Poohing it sounds like you're taking off like your pants to take a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, one more thing. This is all just nasty boy stuff, I'm sure. But before you're about to take a shower and, like, you take off all your clothes, you turn the shower on, and then you go, oh, no, I have to poop.
Oh, no.
Do you just sit down on the toilet naked?
Yeah, always.
That's a bummer. I don't like sitting on the toilet naked.
No, it's weird, but yeah. I mean, you know.
Sometimes I will put my shorts and underwear back on and then put those around my ankles.
Are you kidding?
Just for a little more structure and control.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
It's really funny, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do take my shirt off when I poop.
Yeah, I get that. You need a little air sometimes.
Yeah.
In public.
Like in a public restroom, even.
I'll just hang my shirt off over the top of the stall.
Yeah,
so everyone knows I'm in there.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm changing from my shift at work.
It's like a signal. Yeah. People know you're not. That's actually a Seinfeld bit. I'm sure you've seen it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, George. I don't remember who tells George because it's been a while, but I'm probably going to have to watch Seinfeld on Hulu sometime soon. But. Yeah, like someone tells George about like pooping, taking their shirt off when they poop.
Yeah.
I think actually Jerry does it. But yeah. And then like George is at a party and he poops with his shirt off in the bathroom and he comes out, forgot to put his shirt back on. He's shirtless at the party. And he's like, oh, fuck. And he's like meeting his girlfriend's parents or something like that. So it's like really weird.
That is very weird. Do you have any?
With Seinfeld. A lot of those situations where it's like awkward that they like constructed, but they're brilliant. But I think if George came out shirtless when he's meeting someone's parents, no matter how formal they are, no matter how formal the occasion is, they'll be like, "You poop with your shirt off?" And he's like, "Yeah, sometimes it's kind of nice."
Mm-hmm.
I think most people would just be like, "Wow, that's really like funny." I don't think people would be like, "That's weird. That's weird. Why would you?"
I always thought that about a lot of situational comedies or sitcoms back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like, this wouldn't be that bad. Just like own up to it. But I think you and I are, you know, different than some people. We have a lack of what the kids call dignity. We feel no shame.
No, we don't. That's why we do this podcast.
I literally sharted when I was at dinner with my ex's parents one time, and I had to throw my underwear away in a bathroom.
Okay, we'll talk about that some other time, because I never knew that happened.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to episode 66 of the Dad Podcast. We hope you had a good time like we did. We learned a lot about Pokemon
and butts.
Guys, if you want to email us and be a part of the next show, be sure to do that. If you want to send us like bingo submissions or drinking game rules or questions or hate mail, whatever you want, tell us your best poop story. I don't care. We just want content. Gosh dang it. You can do that by emailing us at hoyweave@gmail.com. I've been Cameron Weaver. That's Chad. Chad, where can they keep up with you during the week?
Yeah, I've got social media all over the place. I got Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Those are all at Chad Hoy, Chad Hoy. And then I have music on Spotify. If you just search my name, Chad Hoy, you'll find it there. That's about it as far as social media. Cameron. Oh, wait. Follow the Dad Podcast on social media as well, and that's @THE_DadBodcast on Twitter specifically. We don't have an Instagram or anything. Probably never will. I don't see the point in it. But, yeah, follow us there. Cam, where can we find you on social media?
Oh, boy.
Your mono.
You can find me at Lavinous Cam, LaveNouscam on Instagram and Snapchat. And then add the number 2 at the end of that for Twitter. Also, Chad and I, we're both little musical boys. Chad's got really fine EP out. If you search Chad Hoy on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all those places.
All them places.
You can find it. And I make music under the moniker Staircase Wit. Just put out a new single called The Last Time. You can find that everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally. If you like it, let us know.
Is that on your Spotify now?
What?
Is that on Spotify now?
Yes, it is everywhere now.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's there. If you want to throw us on some playlists, because that's helpful. Super helpful.
I live off of this shit.
Yeah.
I don't. I would like to make a living off of this shit. Maybe.
I'd love to. I made $6 in streams in December.
Wow.
Which is a good amount. Honestly.
That's 6,000 streams total?
No.
No, it's not 10 cents per stream. That'd be way too much.
Right.
Wait a minute. That's a lot.
I made a lot of streams. Like, I had a lot of streams that month. And, like, wow. Each one is different. But, like, I had 134 on Rhapsody on one song. And they do pay you a penny per stream. So that's $1.34 right there.
Oh, you meant across all platforms. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but just streams, which was nice.
That's wild.
Yeah, so keep it up. Thanks to anyone who has put me on a playlist already. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much, T-Mama and Gal Pal Mel.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, that's it, guys. That's been our show. 3 weeks until the end of the world. That'll be great. Chad, what should the people do this week?
Folks, here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to take out your phone. I want you to look at it intently. Excuse me. I want you to pull up Spotify.
A little burp.
And I want you to search Staircase Wit, and I want you to listen to Cameron's single The Last Time. She's very good. Right, he's my handsome space friend. And I want this to be playing in the background right now while I talk about how much Cameron means to me as a friend and a person. I'm not crying. That's bullshit. This is what I want you to actually do this week. I'm just kidding. I want you to listen to Cam's single this week. That's really all I want you to do. There's nothing crazy, nothing too wild. Just support your boy. No, don't play my music. No, this is bullshit.
Here's what I want you guys to do this week. I want you to pull up your music, whether it's Spotify or Apple Music. I want you to search Chad Hoy. There's an EP on there called I'm Not the Picture You Painted in Your Head, and there's a song on there called Whisper. And I want you to fucking listen to it 69 times in a row. And if you do that, Chad will appear in your living room, topless, holding pizza. And is there any other way you'd want to meet Chad for the first time, or maybe again? I don't think so.
Wow. That song's about dying.
You need to cover Linger.
Weirdest thing. I was at a cafe recently.
Humble brag.
And, yeah, sure. and Zombie by the Cranberries played. Oh, I've heard the Cranberries so many times in public lately. And I don't know if it's because of our sweet baby Dolores passing away. But it feels like that's why. And it makes me sad every time. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This episode of the Dad Podcast is brought to you by Sam Walton.
Yeah. Go shop at Walmart this week. Support
local businesses.
Support local businesses. Walmart.
A little burp.